This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. Put a smile on your face. We're going to talk about a couple things tonight. The petrodollar, apparently our pact with Saudi Arabia is going bye-bye. What does that mean? Is it a big deal? Sounds important. We'll talk to Daniel Turner about that on the show tonight. The world of make-believe. We're going to dive into that to open up the show. Why do they tell big lies? You know they're lying. Everyone knows they're lying, right? So why do they lie? We'll talk about that. Donald Trump apparently did or didn't insult Milwaukee, and that's a news story that's actually going to come into play with that world of make-believe stuff. Merrick Garland will make fun of the WNBA. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to do a couple things, a couple housekeeping items right off the bat before I go any further, just things I need to address right off the bat. First, I got this one. Paula Scanlon, she's one of those swimmers. She was on UPenn's swim team, and I had her on my TV show talking about swimming against a dude and women's activism and stuff. And I got this email. I always enjoy Jesse's show, and tonight's interview with a college swimmer speaking out about the trans swimmer was great. What I found unacceptable was Jesse saying at the end that she had the balls to speak out. It seems inappropriate to me, and I think he should apologize to her for that comment. How often do you watch the show, brother? One, that was hilarious. Two, I'm not sorry at all. But three, have you ever, in the 6 years you've listened to this show, heard me apologize for something offensive I've said? Have you ever? And I understand that I've offended virtually everybody at some point in time. Have you ever once, come on, heard me come on the radio and say, I'm sorry? You have not, because I am not sorry at all. And I'm not sorry about that. And she was laughing her butt off. So why in the world would I apologize? What is this planet? I demand an apology. Go pound sand. Demand this. Now, let's do this. Dear Dr. Grunt, I have a friend whose uncle died on D-Day. His remains have finally been identified or being returned home to Kansas. His name was Tech 4 Elmo F. Hartwick. Services are on Friday, June 21st in Wamego, Kansas. I request that you play taps on that day to remember our fallen brother. I'm not going to play taps on that day because I'm a terrible person and I will forget. I'm going to play taps for him actually in a moment before we get into politics for him right now. This is one of those things I have a great deal of respect for the overseas countries like France, where our guys are buried. We have a lot of our guys buried over there. We have cemeteries over there for our guys and how they maintain those things. I have a great deal of respect for that, okay? So I just want to make that point clear. At the same time, I don't know exactly why. I can't put it into words. It has always bothered me that we have American boys who have died overseas and their remains have stayed overseas. I don't know what it is. It's probably something stupid inside of me. I want them all to come home. I want them all to come home, and they deserve to come home and be buried here. And whenever there's a story like this, because they're still discovering remains, identifying remains. I mean, shoot, they're discovering remains on the ocean floor. Whenever there's a story like this and one of them gets to come home, I think it's wonderful, and yes, of course, we will play taps in this man's honor.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad we brought another one home. All right. Now let's discuss something. This may take a little bit. It's a conversation we've had before. It's one we will continue to have because it helps us. It helps me understand why they say the things they say, why they act the way they act. Biden got up talking about the economy. And I'm not going to insult your intelligence by telling you the economy is bad. You know the economy is bad. The jobs market is bad. The cost of everything has gone up. You can't even go out to eat anymore. It's at a normal restaurant. You take a family of four to Applebee's anymore, you're dropping a hundo on dinner. You are. It's wild to me. You're confined to the happy hour menu, and hey, let's just get some cheese sticks and half a beer, and we'll go home. That's what's happened out there. So you know it's bad. And then they get up, and they say things like this.
We've created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office.
Ooh, yeah, Joe! 75% of those jobs have gone to illegals, foreign-born people. 75%. Why tell a lie like that? You know it's bad. I know it's bad. Normal people, they're experiencing the suffering. It's bad. Why lie like that? Here's a headline. The economy hasn't been this good in 50 years. That's an honest headline from Raw Story today. It's great. Going gangbusters. Why lie so brazenly? And it's not just about the economy. That's just one example. The Planned Parenthood CEO was commenting on this Supreme Court case today. Don't worry about that Supreme Court case, by the way. That was just a case that'll lead to another case. Nothing to stress about at all. But the Planned Parenthood CEO, listen to the language.
Right. This is a case that essentially they are fighting in court to let people die. And they are fighting in a way that literally leaves no room for compassion, no concessions, no compromises. And they will frame it, I suspect, around issues of federalism. But this is really about whether or not people are able to get the life-saving care they need. And I think that is something that we need to pay.
Are we going to let women die? Women can't get life-saving care. I mean, all those things are absurd characterizations, as you know, about what's being discussed. But why? Why do they tell these brazen lies when you sit there and you hear Joe Biden say 15 million jobs have been created? Well, you're on your way to your second job. Your wife's had to go back to work. You haven't had a vacation in over a year. Why would he say something that's so dishonest and makes you so angry? Why would he lie? Why would you print an article talking about how good the economy is? Why would you lie about some abortion pill ruling by the Supreme Court? Why do they tell such brazen lies? Well, our confusion with why they do this is a big part of our mentality, and we need to overcome it. And I'm pointing fingers at myself as much as I'm pointing it at you, because the same thing hits me sometimes. Why would he say that? How could he say that? So let's discuss this. Let's set them aside, the evil people, for a moment. And let's just discuss, well, life, religion, belief systems. Let me ask you something. Do you believe in something? God. Do you believe in God? You, let's say, believe in Jesus. I'm not talking to you, Chris. Do you believe in Jesus? Okay. Now, imagine if you woke up tomorrow and you were given evidence that you could not refute that Jesus didn't exist. No one's going to give you that evidence. Don't worry. He's real. But if someone did that tomorrow, here's videotape, documented, black and white. There was no Jesus. What would that do, not just to you in that moment? What would it do to how you view your entire life? If you have lived your life and you are a believer in Jesus, Son of God, died for our sins, the reason I get to go to heaven, everything. And that is how you have, I don't want to say lived your life, because who lives their life in the most correct way, right? But that is, it's formed so much of your life, your relationships, your decisions, your actions. I'm 42. We'll make it about me. What if I woke up tomorrow and you showed me black and white video evidence, could not be refuted. Jesus is fake. Well, that doesn't ruin my day or ruin my minute. My entire 42 years on this planet really comes apart, doesn't it? Really, the entire house of cards comes crumbling down. And that's what we're about to discuss with the lies and the people they're lying to. And here's a hint, it's not you. Before we get to you, before we get to that, let's do this. The economy is not great. The Saudi petrodollar story, it's a story that may end up changing your life. That's how big this story is. Wait till we talk to Daniel Turner about it. You need to be acquiring precious metals, hard assets. It's not just precious metals, I should note. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. These are the things that stand the test of time. They stand the test of recessions, depressions, nations rising, nations falling. Gold, silver is always there. Always has been, always will be. Call and get some in your hands before you need it. 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Why do they lie so brazenly all the time? Here's Janet Yellen.
All Americans, both those who are well off and those who are near the bottom of the income distribution, are better off now. Their wages have risen more than prices.
Hey, everyone's better off now. Why do they lie? Here's AOC.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail. I take him at his word. I take him at his word.
Here's why they lie. Politicians lie, and they tell these brazen lies because a lot of people want to be lied to. That is the truth. And for somebody like you, for someone like me, who values the things we value, we can't understand that. We can't relate to that. Why would you want to live in a world of make-believe where the economy's good, the jobs are going gangbusters, women are about to be murdered up by the Supreme Court, and AOC is going to get thrown in a camp if Trump gets reelected? All ridiculous, absurd, over-the-top lies. Why would you want to live in that world? Why do so many people, I won't even make this about Americans, want to live in a world that is not real? Here is why. It's their religion. And if their religion becomes false, if they accept that their religion is false, it's not that one in particular story comes apart or they think differently about a story. If your liberal Aunt Peggy accepts that the FBI lies about everything, that Joe Biden lies about everything, that CNN lies to her about everything, if she accepts that, then it is as if she just got that video that you and I got of Jesus proving Jesus isn't real. Remember, that video is not real. That's not what I'm saying. But it's that her entire life comes apart. No matter how old she is, her entire life and all the decisions she has made up to this point in her life, they were all wrong because her religion, the religion of government, the religion of self, has guided her every move, where she's moved, where she works, what she says, what she doesn't say, what she drives, her cats and their cat food. It's all been determined or at least influenced by the religion in her life, the religion of self, the religion of government. And if she accepts, if you hold up, if liberal Aunt Peggy, If she shows up at your July 4th party coming up in a couple weeks, and she drops this one
We've
on you.
We created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office.
And she rolls into July 4th and says, oh my gosh, I hate these American flags. Someone get me a mimosa. I just had another abortion. And then she says, well, you guys should be voting for Joe Biden. Did you know he's created 15 million jobs? And let's say you come prepared, because you probably do by now, ready to take on liberal Aunt Peggy at the July 4th party. And let's say you have the documentation right there. Actually, I'm looking right here, and American citizens have actually had a net job loss during Joe Biden's time. There are fewer jobs now for Americans than there were when he took over. Almost all these jobs have gone to foreigners, you see, because the economy isn't for Americans. It's being handed over to, and you hand it, let's say you have all the documentation for it. It's all laid out in front of you. It wouldn't even make a dent. It wouldn't make a dent in liberal Aunt Peggy's arguments. It wouldn't make a dent in her belief system, because if she accepts the black and white documentation you just handed her, if she accepts that this is an outright lie.
We created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office.
It doesn't just affect how she views jobs. It destroys her entire life. Her entire life depends on these people caring for her, telling her what to say, telling her where to go. Have you ever spoken with an abuse victim? Maybe you are one yourself, so I'm very sensitive to that, because that's such a terrible freaking thing to have gone through. But let's say a spousal abuse victim. Do you have any experience in that? In that world, I have a little bit. It's something I'm passionate about, but we don't have to go into the details of it. But have you ever heard of or spoken to a woman being abused, and maybe you've asked her or talked to her or talked to her about leaving? Hey, this guy's bad. He's hurting you. He's hurting your kids. Why won't you leave? Well, they'll give you a variety of answers. But very often the answers will simply come back to, he's all I know. He's my whole world. Horrible as he may be, if I accept that I have to leave, my entire life comes apart. And so they stay. That's why liberal Aunt Peggy, that's why she believes. And that's why Democrats like Joe Biden lie. Because they know the liberal Aunt Peggy's are out there. There's a lot of lies being told. Lies like, hey, you can just raise your testosterone level magically. That's a lie. You can't fight back against the estrogen in the waters and the plastics by just wishing it. You have to be more proactive than our fathers and grandfathers had to be when it comes to your testosterone levels. You have to be. We don't have an option, guys. Every single time we're drinking water, the T levels are dropping. What are you doing to fight back against it? We've got 20-year-olds who should be made of testosterone with testosterone levels of 60-year-olds now. Because of the estrogens in the waters, you need to take some natural herbal supplements and keep your T levels up. That's what Chalk's all about. Natural herbal supplements. Men, women, whatever you're looking for, young and old. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call, text them, 50CHOQ3000. All right? 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Next hour, about halfway through the hour, we are going to have our energy expert, Daniel Turner, on. You've heard him many times. And he's going to discuss this Saudi petrodollar thing that happened today. Our pact has ended after half a century. And it is a really, really big deal. And I'm going to let Daniel Turner explain to all of us why. That's coming up about an hour from now. But back to this world of make-believe. Here's the made-up scandal of the day. A lot of people, because it feels like ancient history, People forget what Trump's presidency was like with the made-up scandals that came every day. It was every day. Every day, someone would hear from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from an anonymous source that Trump said he hates the troops or something ridiculous that Trump would never say. Well, then it becomes a reality in liberal Aunt Peggy's mind because media outlet after media outlet after media outlet reports that, oh my gosh, he called the troops losers. Can you believe Trump said that? Let's go to General Idiot. General Idiot, what do you have to say about that? Well, I hate that Donald Trump said that about our troops. I served with a great men and women. You know, you saw it. And soon it became a story. They can create a story. They can create scandal. They can create truth in the minds of liberal Aunt Peggy's everywhere. They can create it out of nothing now. Once you control all the media, once you control every branch of government, the education system, Hollywood and otherwise, once you have one-party rule of all institutions, what it does is it gives you the ability to create a world of make-believe out of nothing. The story was Trump met with the Republicans in the Congress today, met with the Republicans. You go, you have a private meeting. I've actually been in this private meeting before. No media is allowed in there. They'll bring in some big shot speaker or something. It's a very private thing. Well, Trump goes in, he addresses it. And again, there's no media, no phones allowed. You can't record it. And of course, somebody heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from a guy said, Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, is a horrible city. Well, a bunch of Republicans ran out there right away and said, he never said anything like that. And of course, Trump would never say something like that. And he certainly wouldn't say anything like that in the critical swing state of Wisconsin, which he needs to win the presidency. So he would. Okay, so it didn't happen. That's not the point. The point is they create these scandals for a reason. They create these scandals from nothing because they know liberal Aunt Peggy will believe them. She will repeat them. Her and our idiot Democrat friends will talk about them. And that's why she'll pull these things out at parties. And it's part of the reason it makes it so difficult to argue with the liberal Aunt Peggy's in your life, whether they're at work, in your family, whoever they may be. Whenever you try to argue with them, have you ever experienced this? They'll start putting out some stuff on an issue. You know, we'll make it gun control. And they say something to the effect of, America has the most murders in the world. And you say, whoa, that has nothing to do with guns. In fact, if you took away all the murders in these cities with strict gun laws, then we'd be one of the safest countries in the world. If you just hit her, by the way, that's true. If you just hit her with true information like that, she won't respond with, oh, I guess that changes my thinking. She will begin to shotgun you. Not actually using a shotgun. She'll begin changing the subject using other lies she's been taught by the hive mind, trying to get you off of that thing that you just shot her down on. You just blasted her down with gun laws, and so without missing a beat, oh, I guess you're going to vote for the president who hates Milwaukee. And then that's when you'll find yourself chasing your tail because you're chasing whatever new lie. Oh, hold on, Peggy. He didn't say that. That was an anonymous source. They have no proof of that. Yeah, but he called the troops losers. Hold on. Wait, no, we were just talking about. Yeah, but that's how they're trained. Remember, even the normie Democrats out there are trained. They're trained because they're almost always part of activist groups when they're younger, not just high school, college. Look, even if they've moved on to non-political careers, I don't know that I've ever met a Democrat who wasn't part of some sort of dirtball commie activist group when they were younger. In these groups, I've seen video of these meetings. They will get together. And they will get together in a way, it'll be a party, Friday night. Hey, we're all going over to, what's a Democrat's name? We're going over to Braden's house. Hey, we're all going over to Victor's house. And we're gonna sip on mimosas with our pinkies out. And then you go into these parties And they will sit down the way you or me, whether we would talk about, I don't know, football, finances, the jobs market, the cartels, whatever would come up on our mind. They're sitting there talking about, no, that's not how you should campaign. It's actually more effective if you do it this way. This is their religion, remember. And so when they get together in groups, it's like you and your Bible study group. It's genuinely how they do recreation. I know that's hard to accept, but it's true. And part of their learning, part of their education is they learn that argument technique where you just start vomiting lies and talking points over and over and over and over and over again. And eventually they bank on exasperating you, or what they really, really thrive on. Remember this. What they thrive on is not people like me. That kind of thing wouldn't work on people like me. Social shame doesn't work on me. But it would be very, very effective on somebody like my wife. Now, she's not one of those types. She's not on the left. She's hardcore righty. But she would get uncomfortable, especially if liberal Aunt Peggy was raising the volume and getting louder. My wife, because she has a great sense of decorum and politeness, she would probably do the, oh, okay, all right, well, that kind of thing. Just, oh, okay, back off. Hey, let's back off. Let's quiet down. Me, I'll just come at you until you cry and leave. But for a lot of women in particular, this is part of the reason why young women are a bunch of hardcore communists now and young men have gone the opposite way. For women in particular, the social acceptance aspect of it is more important than anything else. It's why you've seen how many times have we discussed these charts and all the polls. Young men are going hardcore to the right in this country now. I'm talking about hardcore. You should hear the crap that comes out of my son's mouths and their friends. It's not just my sons. Young women are going the exact opposite direction. They are all going into Chairman Mao, all of them, because that's what society has told them is acceptable. And it's more uncomfortable for a woman to buck social standards than it is for a man. Listen, I've cautioned you many times about sending your child to a college, just any college. Well, he's got to go to college. Aiden got into Stanford. I've cautioned you about that many times, and I'll keep doing that. I'm worried to death about my own sons. I'm pointing fingers at me. But I will tell you, you parents of daughters should be twice as concerned. I've told you about all the emails I've gotten from parents. Jesse, this happened to us. We sent our daughter to Virginia and we lost her. We sent our daughter to this. I would venture to guess 90% of the emails I've gotten from parents talking about how their kid lost their way in college, it's a daughter. Your daughter needs to be protected. She doesn't necessarily have to go to Stanford. You better watch out for her. You're asking a lot of a young lady to stand up against that kind of social conditioning. All right? Something to keep in mind. All right. Let's do some emails and stuff. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to clear out some email room tonight. Jesse, I listen to your show as I drive around my town after work sometimes. You speculated that today that the Democrat convention, Biden would be the fall guy and those in charge would use his failures as an opportunity to replace him. That sounds logical, but I don't think it's historical. I've seen praises heaped upon people no matter what they've done. It would reflect badly on people, so on and so forth. Now, that's a great email, and it's a very good point. And I'll tell you, that is Buck Sexton's point. Buck and I have an argument. In fact, we have a bet on this. He has to buy me a Red Lobster dinner if Joe Biden ends up stepping down. I forget what I have to buy him. Something fancy. It's Buck. I don't know. I have to buy him something nice, a steak or something like that, if Joe Biden doesn't step down. And we've argued back and forth on this privately. We've argued back and forth on this on the air. And my thinking is, and it may be wrong, logically, as this guy just pointed out, it makes all the sense in the world to dump the burden. You've got an albatross around your neck, so snip it off there and go find something different that's not weighing you down. And I gave you all the reasons last night and all this other stuff. But the best argument against that is we're not dealing with logical people. And oftentimes when it comes to even major decision making by quote unquote important people, logic doesn't play into it at all. And that's a very fair point. Look, it's not as if it's just me. This guy, I don't know his name, Senk Uyghur, whatever his name is, and Don Lemon, they're a couple communists. They were talking about how even the Clintons and Obamas want him gone.
He's won them. He has all the delegates, right? So the only option left is for Joe Biden to step down voluntarily. And that's what I'm arguing for. That's what James Carville is arguing
for. That's not going to happen. Why? Why would he do that?
Okay, so let me play out the scenario for you. So, and remember, this is not just me, guys. James Carville, let's keep it real, speaks for the Clintons. David Axelrod, keep it real, speaks for the Obamas. The Clintons and the Obamas are saying the same thing I'm saying. Please get a better candidate. Joe, don't be so selfish. We need someone to beat Trump, and you're at 37 points.
How are the Clintons and the Obamas saying the same thing? I haven't heard them say that. I've only heard the Obama.
Okay, whatever, Don Lemon's stupid. We don't. That part's not important. Now, I laid it all out last night, and I've laid it out many times, why I think they're going to dump him. But as I have told you many, many, many times, I tell you when I think something and I tell you when I know something. I don't know that they're going to dump him. I just look at everything and it makes total sense to me why they would. The only logical decision to make is you have to dump the old cadaver who can't talk. This was him today at the G7.
And Mr. Nadella, Microsoft, an outfit that we know well, home.
Oh, gosh. You have to dump that guy. He can't even talk. But oftentimes, logic doesn't have anything to do with it. So, who knows? Jay Steele, on Wednesday's show, you criticized Reagan for his spending. Pause for a moment. I criticized every president for their spending. Every single one of them, Republican and Democrat, you name them, they have all blown way too much money. And today, Saudi Arabia decided the petrodollar isn't worth it anymore, and they've dumped us. Why did that happen today? It's a result of all that spending, decades of spending more than we take in. Anyway, she goes on to say, however, the difference in spending then versus today is that he used those monies for tangible assets, building a military might that brought the Soviet Union to its knees. The money we blow today is just walking around money for Democrat constituents. Had we spent the same amount but on stuff we could actually use, we'd be infinitely better off even with the debt. $35 trillion in debt would be much less terrifying, so on and so forth. This level of debt is bad, not because of the spending, but because we send the checks out. There's nothing tangible on our side of the ledger. Am I wrong? She says, I'm emailing from my peer talk phone. Let the bar eat. And she said her name is Diana. She also asked when I'm going to interview Oilfield Rando. Am I allowed to say his name? Has he given out his name? You understand that I know Oilfield Rando personally. I've gone to a Hank Williams Jr. concert with him. I know him. I have interviewed him before, and I probably will interview him again. Okay, so let's talk about that. Well, Reagan wasn't as bad because he was buying nukes and naval vessels, and he was building up the military. Well, I will grant you that kind of spending isn't as bad. But in the end, if my wife wants to spend $100,000 to repaint the house and repave the driveway, and I want to spend $100,000 on my favorite flavor of Dorito, you can argue, and it's a valid argument, that her spending at least gives us something tangible, whereas my spending only gives us the runs. You could argue that. However, in the end, It's still $100,000 we don't have. It's $100,000 we have to go into debt for. I need to just say this and shout this from the rooftops, and I've decided I need to say it a lot more, so you better get used to it. The United States of America has a $20 trillion economy. There is never, ever, ever, ever a good reason to run a deficit outside of a world war. Ever. This country should be building surplus after surplus after surplus. The Treasury of the United States of America should be overflowing with cash, and then that should be met with tax cuts for the American consumer so he can keep even more of what he has. This country has an insanely big economy. One penny of deficit is a scandal. It should never happen. And we've gotten way too used to it. Way too used to it. You are probably experiencing it now as the expense of everything in your life is crushing you. Very common now. How big's your cell phone bill? What if you could cut your cell phone bill in half? You think that would help with expenses? We switched from T-Mobile. We had four lines with T-Mobile, and we switched to Pure Talk, and our bill, that's the sound of being cut. What, Chris? That's the sound of being cut in half. Our bill, cut in two. Pure Talk is more than just the patriotic cell phone company. You can get Pure Talk plans. We're talking 5G service for as little as $20 a month. $20 a month for reliable cell phone service. And you're not spending your money with some garbage company that hates you. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. That's it. 10 minutes. And you get to speak to an American who speaks English. That's abnormal in this day and age. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.